Welcome back to the Newlyweds Podcast. This is your co-host, Brian Sorrell. He's sitting here with my beautiful, absolutely stunning co-host slash wife,
Elizabeth Sorrell.
And we are the Newlyweds. Welcome back to this beautiful Monday afternoon.
I'd say evening. It's almost 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock. Evening.
Beautiful Monday evening.
How was your Monday?
You know.
A typical Monday.
It was a Monday.
Yeah.
I did have a delicious coffee, though, and that was good.
You know, sometimes I just, like, I understand Mondays are Mondays, but, like, I actually don't always hate Mondays, I don't think.
Why?
Because a Monday is kind of like a setup day for me.
Meaning?
So, all I usually have on a Monday is, like, setting out and planning my entire week.
It's a prep day. It's not a real work day.
Exactly. So, like, I have, you know, a general idea of what I'm walking into weekly because we're based off of, like, a calendar.
Mm-hmm.
For the most part, it's relatively, you know, at my own leisure.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's kind of nice being able to just kind of use Monday as a day for literally straight preparation.
Mm-hmm.
You can get a jump start on it if you want. But if you want to just push it off to wait till, you know, actually starting till tomorrow.
Yeah.
Then you can let it roll. And you don't feel guilty about it because, well, yesterday was a Monday and you just were getting back in the groove of things after your long weekend.
Yeah.
And we certainly had that.
Yeah.
So, let's tell them about our weekend on top of that. Well, actually, I'll lead it because it was my event. So, on that Saturday, we went into the... It's honestly been an event that I've been waiting for months at this point. I think I bought these tickets back in, like, December of last year.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it finally came around and we went to the BMW Championship.
Yep.
I had a good time. I thought it was a lot of fun. I was not prepared for the hike, to be honest. I don't know why I didn't think about that going, like, when I was going to it. Like, it's just not something that crossed my mind because I was like, okay, it's just walking. Like, it can't be that bad.
Yeah.
Little did I know that we were literally going to be, like, sidewalling a freaking mountain course.
We walked probably, like, 6 miles that day.
Minimum.
Yeah.
And that's not even a lot for, like, the people. Like, I know that's not a lot.
No.
But this isn't just normal terrain. Like, this isn't a treadmill and we're just going walking.
Well, and like we've talked about this, like we don't really exercise, so like we're hiking 6 miles plus we're going up and down these hills, and like these are not little baby hills. This is like I can't even explain it to you. Like I'm literally like parallel with the ground trying to walk up these hills because like it was that steep.
Yeah.
So like we did a lot of walking, but I had a really fun time too.
Yeah. I was, you know, I had some drinks. Yeah, got bratwurst and a hot dog. The event itself was really nice. Like, I thought the grandstands and everything were super nice. The course was super well kept. Elizabeth literally thought the tee boxes, they looked so perfect.
I thought it was turf.
She thought it was turf.
Yeah.
She literally thought it was, like, AstroTurf.
Yeah. And it was a really beautiful golf course.
Yeah, and, like, we literally just got to post. Like, we walked around quite a bit, and then we obviously got tired, and we wanted to eat something. So we ended up just picking, I think it was hole 15, I think. And we ended up just posting up on the side of a little hill that was in play and everything.
Yeah.
There's just people sitting there that are just, you know, obviously these guys are the best in the world. You know, it was top 50 in the world that were playing. That's what the FedEx Cup puts into their – like field.
Yeah.
But yeah, so like obviously things happen. They hit into the rough, of course, but on a way smaller margin than when me and you go out there.
It was really fun.
But yeah, we just sat there and chilled and watched all these guys play.
Yeah. And I got to wear like a cute little golf outfit. I had a new dress, my little hat, all the stuff. I looked really cute. Like I looked like I should have been out there. But it was really fun, and it was cool, like, to be that close to, like, those athletes, because, like, we've watched the Masters the last 2 years, and so, like, I knew some of the names, and it was just, like, cool to be, like, that close to them, you know? I don't know.
No, I feel that.
And it was, like, really cool, because after when we came home, like, we left early, and we put on the TV, and it was just cool being, like, oh, we were just there.
Yeah, I mean...
I don't know. I thought it was cool.
It was cool. It just, for me, like... Golfers really are literally just dads.
Yeah.
Like, for the most part. Like, they're literally, I think that, and that's why I think why, like, people are so, like, my age, our age, are like so engulfed with golf.
Yeah.
Is that the right word, engulfed?
Yeah.
Sure. Are you sure?
Sure, yeah.
Okay. I wasn't sure if it was engulfed or engulfed. Gulp?
Oh, the word is engulfed, but I don't know. Like, I thought you were asking if you were using it correctly in the sentence.
Like, overtaken by.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
That's the word.
Okay. Anyways. Because, like, these dudes are literally, they don't look like, you know, you look at a basketball player.
Yeah.
They have some, like, physical attributes, a look about them that, like, I bet he plays basketball.
Yeah.
Or vice versa for a football player.
Yeah.
Like, a golfer?
They just look like normal guys. Like, you wouldn't even know.
Yeah. So, like, that's pretty cool. But it also, for me, at least, it put into a whole different perspective, like, the physical shape that these suckers are in.
What do you mean?
Caddies more so because they're carrying the bag.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, to carry that, the bag, that's, you know, up probably. Those hills. Yeah. Which probably, you know, 40 pounds or so.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not 40. That might be a little heavy. Close to it, regardless. Yeah. I mean, that shit's, that's a lot.
And they were walking all day. Like, they didn't get a break. They didn't get to sit down. Like, they were, after each hole, like, they're just going.
Yeah. But, yeah, so that's what we did on Saturday. Sunday, we just kicked it.
Yeah.
Chilled around the house. Elizabeth got her 10,000 steps in.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that's to where we are right now.
Yeah, so after the golf day, after I could barely even make it, like, the first hour you were there, I was already complaining about walking so much. So now I'm
not on, even the first hour.
Now I'm on a mission to get in better shape. And I'm going to start doing, I'm going to try to do, my goal is 10,000 steps every single day. And then I'm going to do some at home Pilates a couple days a week.
Yep.
Because like, I just get home too late to like do anything more than that. So like, today, I'm already at 4,000. I'm going to take Ruby on a walk after.
That's what I'm saying. The morning wake up grind is what we would need to do.
Yeah. But anyways, I've been good the last 2 days. The last 2 days, I've done my 10K steps. So,
do you guys think, because where me and Elizabeth have our dispute about this whole health kick that we're trying to do is, Elizabeth believes that we can continue to eat the exact same and just work out and we'll lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
I am on the opposite side that if we don't cut out like Cokes and like root beer share for dinner, if we don't cut out the Starbucks coffee, the Dutch Brothers coffees, which is packed full of sugars, whatnot, and our normal treat, like, at night. Yeah.
No, I agree with
you. No, you don't. Don't switch up now. Don't switch up now. Don't switch up now because I'm calling you out to the podcast. She has been fighting me on this for months.
What I was going to say was,
go ahead now.
I agree that something needs to give. I'm obviously not going to give up everything. I'm not going to give up my coffee, and I'm probably not going to give up my treat. So, my Coke can go.
But you've already cut that out since Lent.
Yes, but now I'm on root beer. So, like, I gave up Coke for Lent, and then I was off of it. I was doing really,
really good.
Really good. Like, I stopped drinking we it both entirely. Did. Like, I was only ever really drinking, like, Poppies as, like, a little treat. And those were, like, 40 calories compared to, like, 150. And I don't know what happened.
It's not even the calories, though. It's the sugars.
I don't even know what happened. But somehow I got onto Barq's root beer. And I'm just been obsessed ever since. So, like, I just replaced Coke with root beer, which I think has more sugar. But, yeah, something's got to give. So, like, one of those will go. Not everything.
So, I'm a little I got to ask, what is it about coffee? Because, like, don't get me wrong. You know I love a coffee with you.
Mm-hmm.
Every time you get a coffee, like, I'm there with you getting it if I'm not the one encouraging to go get it.
Yeah.
So, like, but at that same token, I honestly had black coffee this weekend.
Yeah.
And, like, that was just my choice.
Yeah.
And I genuinely liked it.
Okay. I have something to say, but, like, I don't want you to get mad. But, like, I've been thinking about it lately. And I've literally, for the past definitely, like, 2 years, have went out and got a coffee almost every single day.
That's crazy.
Every day when, if I'm going to work, I'm getting coffee. There's maybe been 2 days this year that I've made my coffee and brought it to work. And then I'll literally go get a coffee at lunch. So, like,
oh my God. Yeah. That's horrible.
But, like, I don't, because, like, I've obviously been like having it so much lately, and like,
but that's not good for you either.
No, I know. But anyways, like the other day, like before pumpkin spice came back, because now that it's back, like I'm kind of on a different wave. But like before it came back, I was kind of thinking like, man, like I woke up and I was like, I don't even want a coffee. Like I don't want it. Like right. I just, for some reason, like I want to have like the cup, and like I want to have something to sip on at work, but like,
you don't want what comes along with it. You just it's like sugar and caffeine.
But it's not even that. Like I'm like.
Well, obviously it's caffeine, but yeah.
No, I don't even want the caffeine. I just want like a little cup, but like not a cup like from a water bottle. No, like I want like a plastic cup with some drink that I bought.
So is it a status for you?
I don't know.
Because that's what I would pay. Like if you're saying you just want like the little cup.
Yeah.
Well. I don't like that though. That shouldn't be a status.
No, but it's not even like that's not how I'm thinking about it in my mind. Like I don't know what it is. But anyways, now that pumpkin spice is back.
Yeah, different.
Now it's different because now it's like a different flavor. Like I've been getting the same thing every single day for the past like 6
months. Have you been getting the Dutch order that we've been getting for the past year, roughly? Or no?
Between that and like a Starbucks caramel cold brew. But, like, either way, like, I was just getting the same, like, a caramel coffee every single day, and I was just getting tired of it. But now pumpkin spice is back,
right. I get that.
I love pumpkin spice. Yeah. So, like,
you're not going to hear a complaint out of me.
I'm happy with that for now. Yeah. And I just want to say, screw those people at Starbucks, because the first day I went to get my coffee at Starbucks, I wanted to get my pumpkin spice latte. And tell me why it was $10.
I can't. It's out of control.
It was $10 for if I ordered it the way I ordered it. So I ordered a venti iced pumpkin spice latte with an extra shot of espresso and oat milk. Mm-hmm. $10, okay? Today, I went and ordered the same thing on the app, but there's this like secret way you can do it on Starbucks.
You are always scheming.
There's this way you can do it on Starbucks where you order like an iced espresso and then you add in your milk and all the sauces or whatever, and it's supposed to make it cheaper. Ordered it the same exact thing. Everything was the same. 4 shots of espresso, oat milk, pumpkin sauce, whipped cream, the topping. $5.
Wow. The hacks.
Yeah.
Only here on the Newlyweds, guys.
Yeah.
You don't even need to go to TikTok. It's right here on the Newlyweds.
Yeah. So, like, if I keep going to Starbucks and getting it, like, that's how I'm going to order from now on. Because, like, $10 is actually insane.
Yeah. No, I get the pumpkin spice, but I'm telling you, I think there's something to black or, like, some kind of coffee that you can make at home, I think would be a really good cut back for us.
Like money-wise or like health-wise?
Health-wise. But it would all... Shit. It would be both at that point.
Yeah. Maybe.
I just feel like... I mean, maybe... I don't know. There's no way we need to get another coffee maker. Like, we have the cream of the crop.
Yeah.
Like, so... What did we buy that for? If we're not going to use it. And don't get me wrong. We've definitely used it.
Yeah.
But I don't think we should fade away from it.
No, I want to get beans.
No, it's not the beans. We've gotten beans before, and then we've literally let beans go bad.
Nuh-uh. I got beans like 2 weeks ago, and we used the whole bag in a week.
Okay, but what the bean bag that was like yay big?
Yeah, but it was
good. That shit ain't going to cut it.
But it was good. The whole thing is you have to get the fresh beans.
Yeah, it makes a difference.
You can't buy the grocery store beans. You have to be like fresh roasted.
You got to go to your coffee shop.
And they only last like a week.
And honestly, don't even bother going to Starbucks to get your beans because
they're old.
Yeah, they're just like go to like a little mom and pop. Yeah.
Yeah.
Little local one, exactly.
Yeah.
And like get their beans and look for
the roast date.
The roast date on it. The date closest, the day that you're looking at it, the closest date to that, get that bag. Because like it truly does make a difference.
Yeah, it tastes so much better.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah. Anything else you want to talk about? There's one other thing I want to talk about.
No, go for it.
So, not an official segment anymore, but something we used to do is celebrity couple news.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we can bring it back for just this episode for one very special couple. You know who?
Haley and Justin.
Yes.
Yes.
The Beavers had their baby.
Woohoo!
They had a little boy, Jack Blues Beeper.
Oh, they named him?
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah.
Jack Blues Beeper.
Yep. It's cute.
It's not.
Why? The middle name? You don't like the middle name?
No. It doesn't go well.
I love it.
Jack Blues. Jack, I think Blue, it's cute. Jack Blues Bieber.
Yeah. Everyone thought she was having the girl for like the longest time. And so everyone.
But I thought they did a gender reveal.
I guess not.
I thought. Yeah.
For some reason, everyone was saying she was having a girl. And I thought she was having a girl too. And there was like this whole conspiracy on TikTok that she had a baby girl and she was going to name her Plum Bieber. Like the fruit.
I know what a plum is. Do you think plum is cute?
Like me personally, I would never name my child Plum. But like if Hailey Bieber named her baby Plum, like that's what I'd I'm be saying. Like, that's really cute.
Why do these celebrities get away with these weird ass names and everybody's obsessed with them?
I mean.
And I can only, I honestly, as of right now, I can't. I know the Kardashians got some crazy shit.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you their names right now.
The kids?
Yes.
Saint, Chicago, Psalm, North, Penelope, Rain, Mason.
It's not necessarily Dream. Courtney's kids.
True.
It's not Courtney's kids.
Who's, what? Which one do you not like?
What's Kylie's kids' names?
Oh, Stormy and Air. I like Stormy. I don't like Air. She originally had, was naming him Wolf. And then like.
What's Kim's names?
North, Chicago, Saint, Psalm.
Psalm.
Mm-hmm. I like all of their names. I think they're cute.
I think they're a little bit of a reach, to be honest.
Honestly, like
and I only
North,
think it works because they're celebrities. North Anybody West, else, it's like
Northwest. Like that is such a cool name.
If you say so.
I like it. I like when people like, but I think there's
you like people that are off the beaten path.
I like when people do new, unique things, but I don't like when you're like too much.
But if that's not, like, borderline, then what is?
Like, hold on. There was an influencer who named her kid something, like, really crazy. And now I can't think of it.
Okay.
Someone will tell us. But anyways, I like when people do something different. I wonder how they land. Sorry, too different.
Yeah.
Like, I want something like that's like, oh, that could be a name. But not something like, oh, that's definitely not a name.
I feel like our list is full of like that could be a name.
Unique names, yes. Like star power names.
Yeah.
But they're names.
Yeah. I you like know? Our list. I really can't wait till we have to pick from it.
I know. I know. Me too. I'm excited. We have like really cute names and they're like not like everyday names.
Like, do you care at all what people would think about like certain names that you have?
No. I mean, there's one name that I love that you don't. And I don't care.
Which one?
You know the one.
No, but is that something that crosses like people's minds, you think? Like when you're naming your child, do you think it considers, oh man, they're not going to like X, Y, and Z?
No. I wouldn't. I don't give a damn if you don't like that depend. Name. I don't care at all because I like it. And it's my kid. I'm putting the work. I'm pushing it out. I get to name it.
No, we get to name it.
Yes, but you know what I mean.
No, I don't. I just, because with you, like, you never know. You have to clarify that type of shit.
No, we get to name it. Like, we are doing the work. We made it. It's our choice what the name is.
Okay.
Anyways, all to say, Hailey and Justin Bieber had their baby, a little boy, mini JB.
JB.
Congrats.
What do you think he'll do?
Who cares? He is the Nepo baby of all Nepo babies. He can do whatever he wants.
Nepo?
No, a Nepo baby.
Nepo?
We've talked about this before.
No, we have not.
Yes, we have.
Maybe you're dreaming this shit or talking to somebody else. I have never had this conversation with you about Nepo babies.
People in the comments, please tell Ryan that we've had this conversation. Nepotism. Nepo baby.
Oh, we've talked about this.
Yes. Anyways, that baby can do whatever they want.
He can do no wrong.
They could do whatever they want.
Hmm.
So,
well, congratulations to Jack Blues Bieber.
Yeah, love it. So excited for you. Can't wait for the mom content from Hailey.
Oh, is she big on the social media for it?
Yes. Anyways.
Sorry, is that something that's so out of tune?
For you to say, is she big, like, anyways.
Whatever. I'm trying, why would she need to be big on a social media platform? She's married to Justin Bieber.
No, she doesn't need to be big, but I'm just saying, like, she'll probably post a lot more stuff now. And I just only want more. So post everything. Start a YouTube channel. Get a Patreon. I will subscribe. I just love everything she does.
Nice.
So anyways, that was your celebrity couple news.
Good.
Now we can get into the topic.
Okay, I'm ready for it.
I think I have a good one for you guys this week. So I've been seeing a lot of videos online of people talking about not sharing a bed when they're married.
Okay.
Have you heard of this?
I've heard of it.
You have?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it was in a show that we watched, like a throwback.
Have we talked about this before?
No. Oh. But we watched it in the show.
Maybe on like House of the Dragon. They didn't have the same beds and we talked about it. But anyways, I guess it's like a new thing right now. Like a lot of people, young people on social media are like talking about how they no longer share a bed with their spouse.
So is this your way of telling me that you don't want to share a bed with me anymore?
No, but I wanted to just talk about that and like get your thoughts on it. So let me give you the history, okay?
Okay, give me the history.
So back in the day, the people used to never share beds, right?
Okay.
They had like twin beds and each of them would have their own twin bed.
Okay.
And this was recommended by the doctors that like you should not share a bed with your spouse. The doctors are saying this was imperative to your health, that like sleep is so important and that you should not share a bed with your health. So they like actually advised against it and said that you should have separate beds.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what the people were doing. They had their twin beds. Everyone had their own bed, whatever. And then it became like a status symbol in the Victorian ages because like if you were.
That's what it was.
Yeah, I think like the crown and
exactly, House it was the crown. Yeah. It was the crown, yeah, yeah.
So like it became a status symbol where like if you were rich enough, you had your own bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
So like the couples didn't even have the same bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
They each had their separate areas.
I follow.
So then somehow, I don't know what happened. I think it was the war, like the World War. I'm not sure which one. But after that, the people started sharing beds again.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it was because of finances or they were just like loving on each other from the war now, but they started sharing beds again. And that's been like the norm up until now.
Okay.
So now people again are starting, or I don't know, maybe this has been going on for a while, but like people used to not talk about it. But now people are talking about it saying they don't sleep in the same bed.
And these people are our generation, for like our younger group.
Yeah. There's like studies on it. So there's actually there's an influencer couple who also have a podcast, Matt and Abby. Do you know them?
No.
Well, they're a little controversial, but that's besides the point.
We would be too if you would let half the shit I say go.
So anyways, they have a podcast and they were talking about how they weren't sharing a bed at one point. I think it was because she was pregnant, but they were like sleeping in separate rooms.
Okay. If that's the case, I think the people that are doing these studies have never been in bed with a woman. Because, like, there's just absolutely no way in earth that you would not want to sleep. Regardless if you're cuddling all night,
yeah,
or just coming together when somebody gets cold or you're just waking up and you want to cuddle in the morning. There's absolutely no way,
yeah,
you would vote not to do that.
Yeah.
I don't care who you are. So, I just think the people that are doing these studies are full of shit.
So, would you like to hear some statistics from these studies?
Okay.
So, this one says, this was a study done in 2023. It said 1 in 5 couples sleep in separate bedrooms. And almost 2/3 of those couples do so every night.
No way.
Yeah.
No That's way. A study.
And this study was by the American Academy of Sleep Medicine. So a lot of these people doing these studies are like mattress companies or like sleep study people. So it's not.
How many people?
So I don't know who this one was, but the other study that I have was 800 couples. But the point is that like these studies are focused more on like the actual quality of your sleep rather than like your relationship. But would you like to hear some more statistics?
Yeah. It's really mind-blowing. I just can't believe it. Like, what do they do? Like, do they just watch TV or do whatever activities they're trying to do before they go to bed?
Probably.
And so there's no spontaneousness?
Probably not. Like, in the middle of the night? Well, maybe. I don't know. Maybe they're sneaking into each other's bedrooms.
No.
That would scare me, though. Like, imagine you're sleeping in your separate room and the door creeps open. And there's a man in the door.
It could be anybody, though. Like, you're half asleep.
That's terrifying.
So, like, but all you know, the only person that could be doing this is my husband. Okay, what if someone's came in and broke in and, yeah.
Terrifying.
And then you're just in the middle of it.
Yeah.
You don't even know. And then you wake up and your husband's dead. These things could have happened.
Horrible. Anyways, let me give you the why. So this is, why did you decide to start sleeping in separate bedrooms from the study?
Okay, I like this.
And this study is from Naturepedic. I think that's a mattress company. Okay. 57% of people said they stopped sleeping together because of snoring. 56 because of conflicting sleep and wake schedules. So I guess maybe one person's...
I understand that shit.
Yeah. Okay. 47% of people said one of us has a sleep disorder, meaning maybe somebody has a CPAP or something, which I've heard those could be loud. 39% of people said different sleep temperature preferences. So I guess maybe someone's hot, cold. 33% said different mattress firmness. 24% said intimacy issues. And 5% said
Well, other. I can tell you one thing. The separate beds is not going to help your intimacy problems.
Yeah. There was another one. There was another statistic.
All right, I think we take those one by one and I'll tell you if I think it's a problem or not.
Okay, snoring.
I don't think it should be a deal breaker in order to cause separate rooms.
Okay, you don't think that because you are the snorer and I'm not.
Right, and you sleep just fine.
Yes, so you shouldn't be giving advice on that, though, because you're the reason that someone wants to separate
Trust bedroom. Me, honey, I can give the advice. I've woken up many times and you're past that. I am more than qualified and capable to give the answer.
But my suggestion for you, if your partner is a snorer, you just got to give them a little pat to wake them up or tell them to turn over and then they stop snoring and it's all good.
That's so nice.
You don't need to go in separate bedrooms. And sometimes, like, you know, if you're mad or something, just a little kick. Pretend like you're having a bad dream or something. You kick them and wake them up. And then they'll stop snoring, I promise. Oh, yeah. Or a good old pinch on the nose.
Have you done all these?
Yes. A good old pinch on the nose. They'll stop breathing for a second and they'll wake up gasping for air. And you know what? Like, I promise you they won't snore again that night.
That's good right there.
So snoring, not an issue. It's honestly a little fun, okay? Next one. Conflicting sleep/wake schedules.
I could see how that could be a problem, yeah. But I think it's all about consideration at that point. Like, I think it's a conversation that you would have to be like, you know, do you mind not turning on every single light in the morning or not banging on every single... Just be a little bit more considerate as you can, and hopefully over time it'll get better. But I get how that could be a problem, but I still, like, me and you, before you got this job, were waking up at different times.
It didn't bother me.
And I didn't think it was terrible.
Well, you were the one waking up earlier.
Yeah.
But my suggestion would be, like, if you're the early riser, just, like, go get ready in the guest bathroom. Like, you don't need to do... Because our bathroom specifically doesn't have, like, a door on it to our room. So, like, if you turn on the
Which
lights...
Which I don't like.
I hate it. But if you turn on the lights in the bathroom, like, it's obviously getting into the bedroom and, like, the person who's sleeping still is awake. So, like, if that's your situation, like, I would just go in another bathroom to get ready.
Yeah.
No big deal.
No big deal, I don't think. Yeah. Not enough to have separate rooms.
No. And then, like, the other side of that would be, like, if one person's working night shift and one person is working day shift.
Or if one person has off the next day and the other person has work.
Yeah. Oh, so you're telling me I should have to sleep in a different room?
No.
Because I'm just making
sure that you recognize that, but I'm going to get to you in the one later down the line.
Oh, you're talking about...
Okay. Go ahead. Just keep going. Don't worry about it.
Anyways, conflicting sleep / wake schedules, not a deal breaker. Next one. One of us has a sleep disorder.
Okay, we don't have that, so we can't give you an answer.
Yeah, we have no experience with that.
But I can say
Brian's dad has a CPAP.
Yeah, my dad does have one.
And maybe it's in the future for you.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know how that's, if that's
genetic
or not, but
possibly.
Regardless, my mom tolerates it, and they stayed here.
Yeah.
I never heard it one time.
Hopefully by then the machines are different and quieter.
Hopefully I just don't get it.
Yeah, that too. Okay. Next one. Different sleep temperature preferences.
I don't know how there's any other way but freezing cold. As cold as you can have it.
I agree. I can't stand being hot.
Yeah.
But my suggestion for you, separate blankets. So same
I don't
bed.
Think the blankets is the issue. It's the comforters. The comforters are the heat problems.
Oh, I think, sorry if you're the hot, if you're the one who likes to be warm in your sleep, if you are, like, seek help. But I think whoever is the cooler sleeper should be in charge of the thermostat. Because, like, honestly, there's nothing more miserable than being hot. Like, if you're cold, you can get warmer. Buy separate blankets. You can have a heated blanket. But if you are the one who wants to be cold.
Or cuddle up with the person next to you.
Well, if they don't want to be hot, like, you on top of them is probably making them hot. So, anyways, it should be really cold. And then the person who wants to be warm should have a heated blanket. And a heated blanket is really lovely. I used to have one when I was younger, and I loved it.
Oh my God. We could not have that now.
No, too hot. But that's my suggestion. Separate blankets. The end. Next, different mattress firmness / softness preferences.
There's no way you can't find one that you guys can both get down on.
Plus, nowadays, they have those ones.
Sleep numbers. Boom. Adjust it. Yeah. Full of your shit. You just don't want to sleep with your spouse. Next.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say. They have those ones where, like, everyone has a different remote and you can adjust it based
now,
on how you like
those
it.
Those are expensive.
Okay. Too bad.
But let me throw
what's
another.
What's more important?
Hold on,
your marriage? You know what's expensive? Divorce.
Okay. Where I was going was you could just do it how they do it on the cruises where they literally put two twins
absolutely
put together.
Not. What's the point of that?
You'd be putting it together.
Yeah, but then those...
You don't want to sleep with them anyways. So, like, what's the issue? You're not going to be trying to cuddle them.
But why do I have to have a twin? If I don't want to sleep with you at that point, I'd rather just have my own room and I can.
You're
going to
put it
bed.
Together and you have the...
No.
You have a queen right there. At least.
That's a horrible idea.
All right. I didn't think it was bad. Okay. But what I was going with that was it was cheaper than a sleep number. But sorry. Forget being budget conscious.
Yeah, no.
We don't all make $1 million a week like you.
Anyways, moving on. The last one. Intimacy issues. What are your thoughts?
I already said it when we got to it.
Yeah.
Separate rooms is not going to help you, sweetheart.
Yeah. I agree with that, so.
Oh.
That's that on that. There was another statistic. From the study, it said about 19% of respondents said that their relationship was amazing before they slept separately. And then 26% of people said their relationship was amazing after they slept separately. Does that mean anything to you?
37% said it was better before. What?
19% of couples said their relationship was better before they started sleeping separately.
Hold on, slow down. You know I got to comprehend.
19% better before they started sleeping separately. 26% said better after they started sleeping separately.
I'm still on 19%. Listen, I'm not here to judge.
Yeah.
You know, I just, as someone who didn't sleep with a woman every single night, would not trade sleeping with you every single night.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, that's just me. Like, I'm not. I don't want to sleep anywhere that you're not.
Yeah.
Like, period.
That's nice.
So, yeah, I understand, like, and, you know, to each his own. Like, if that works for y'all, by all means, like, continue to do it. Like, you know, be happy. But for me, No, I'm choosing to sleep with my fine ass wife every single chance I get.
So I agree with that. But there was another statistic, and maybe this is why we can't relate to these people. There was another statistic from the study that said over 50% of the couples from the study that were sleeping separately was because of kids.
Don't have those.
Yeah. Yeah.
Should have stated dogs and cats, fools. Nobody told you all to get pregnant.
But I think it's because, like,
you got a pit bull in the corner, she pregnant.
What? Anyways, I think the point was, like, is once you become a parent, like, the kids, like, obviously drain you, and you need your sleep to be able to, like, keep up with them and do all the stuff. And so, like, if your partner is, like, causing you to not be able to sleep, like,
I'm not buying that. I'm sorry. I'm just not.
Oh, I'm just playing devil's advocate here.
Okay. Sorry. I didn't mean to get at you, but I'm not, like, I'm just not buying that.
I'm just giving you all the facts of the study.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. But I agree. I would never want to not sleep with you either.
Thanks, Bean.
And you want to know why? Because sometimes when we get into fights, what I like to do is tell Brian, I'm going to sleep in my room.
She's so crazy. And that's
That's because the guest room is my old bed. We haven't gotten new furniture yet upstairs, like, in our rooms. So the guest room furniture is my old bed, and the bed in our room is Brian's bed. So whenever
it's our bed.
So for the purposes of this story, whenever I get mad, I say, I'm sleeping in my room tonight.
And she storms off. She takes her pillow and everything.
So then I go get in my bed and I pretend like I'm going to sleep there. But obviously I never do because Brian comes and gets me.
Yeah.
But, like, how would I do that if we stopped sleeping together? Then it really, then it really would be my room. You can't do that.
You are. There's something special about you, I swear.
So yeah, ladies, next time you're mad at a man, just try that one out. It always works.
It doesn't work. We know you're coming right back. Even when I haven't gone to get here, because sometimes I'm just like, you know, I'm not doing it. I'm just not.
Yeah.
Wake up. There she is in the morning. So, like, they come back. But
in the morning, it's never... You're always awake when I come back.
No, no, no. I'm saying, like, fine. If, okay.
Yeah.
Regardless, they come back is the overall consensus.
Yes, because Brian's bed is comfier. Anyways, yeah. Also say is we wouldn't trade sleeping with each other. Because we are every morning, and honestly a lot lately at night too, is we're like cuddling every single night. We used to not be like cuddlers at night because we would get too hot, both of us.
Yep.
And ever since we got this new comforter that's like very light, it's like a feather down comforter. Mm-hmm. Now, every single night, temperature is perfect.
It is super nice.
And we're cuddling all night long.
But, like, do you think that's just because we're getting into fall?
No.
I think it might play a part because it's obviously getting, I think it's in the 50s now. Like, yeah. Low 50s at night.
Yeah.
I mean, when it was summer, it was still like, it's not hot, but it was still like 75, I would say.
Yeah.
That's got to be part of it. And our house has terrible insulation.
Yeah. Also say, though, is we like to cuddle. So, like, this can never be us.
Can never be us.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But if this is you guys, by all means, continue to do it. If it works for you, it works for y'all. And at the end of the day, that is all that matters.
Yeah.
But do you have anything else to add?
One more quote from the study. For bed or for worse, people...
For better.
No, that's the quote.
Oh, that's cute. For bed.
For bed. Maybe this is the title, the article title. For better, for worse, people who sleep separately got better sleep, but are less happy in their relationships. Maybe I should have started with that one. Whoops.
No, that's all right. We close it out on that. Stay close.
Do it or don't.
But just know it's affecting your marriage if you don't.
Could be. According to this sleep study from Naturepedic. The mattress company.
It's not even Tempur-Pedic. Naturepedic.
Yeah. Do with that what you will. Either way, it's not out of the norm anymore to not sleep with your spouse. People are doing it.
No, that's out of the norm. I don't care if people are doing it. Yeah. But anyways, let them know what we got going on our social medias.
On our social medias.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Point them in the directions of where to find us.
Why? The episode's not over. We have advice.
Oh.
Yeah.
We get it. Okay.
So, that was our episode topic. Sleeping with your spouse. Should you do it? Should you not? I don't know. But, moving on. We have advice. Mm-hmm. The people are in need.
Okay, let's help the people.
We have two.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is short and one of them is long.
Mm-hmm.
First one. Hi, I recently got married and want to know what was the biggest adjustment for both of y'all when y'all moved in together.
The biggest adjustment. If you have one, go ahead.
What I was going to say was, like, learning what level of mess is acceptable to both of you as a couple. So, like, I guess, like, the amount of cleanliness or, like, cleaning that you guys are willing to do and, like, how often is what I would say was, like, the biggest adjustment. Does that make sense?
I have a genuine question.
Yeah.
Do you think that you are cleaner than me?
No.
Okay.
Okay, see, like, I knew no, no, no. I almost said it first because I knew you were going to get that way.
You made a face. And you made it seem like I'm messy.
No.
Okay. I don't feel any type of way.
Yeah, you do.
I just wanted, No. I just wanted to make it known that, like, I don't think I'm the one who's messy. I think I'm very tolerable of, like, not allowing, like, not getting angry about mess. No?
Yeah. And, like what I was thinking of was, like, when we first moved in together was, like, the clothes on the floor. And then, like, the hair in the sink when you were shaving your beard. Whereas, like, when we first got married and moved in together, we were in an apartment. So it was, like, a small – we had one sink, small bathroom, like, small closet, all the stuff. So,
agreed.
Like, that was annoying.
Agreed. I now, do apologize.
Now we have – the his and her sink, so, like, double he vanity. Can have the
but
hair.
But I still don't even do that now.
Yes, you do.
Okay.
He can have the hair in the sink, and that's fine because it's on his side. I'm never going to see it. I'm never going to have to touch it. Go look right now. There's hair in the sink.
Rare. No way.
Yeah, there. Do you want to go look?
I will.
Do you want to make a bed?
No.
Because I'm right.
We'll post it on socials.
But anyways, it's just, like, little things like that. It's just, like, getting used to, like, things that, like, really don't matter. Your turn.
The biggest adjustment.
Also, are you still thinking?
Yeah.
Also, just, like, always having someone at home. Like, someone's always there with you. So, like, before we got married, I lived by myself. And so, like, it was just me. Like, I didn't have to think about, oh, what am I going to have for dinner? When am I going to cook dinner? Like, when am I going to clean the house? All this stuff. Like, I didn't have to think about other people. Like, I could just kind of do what I want. Like, if I want to eat out that night, cool. If I wanted to have the house be a mess for 3 weeks, fine. If I wanted to, stay up all night watching TV, like, fine. But, like, that was because it was just me. Whereas, like, now, someone else is always here.
I guess.
Not in a bad way.
Yeah, yeah. I don't want to guess go off of. Like, when she said adjustment, is she talking about just moving in or is just adjustment as a whole?
She just got married.
The biggest adjustment for me is financials.
Oh, yeah. For sure. For sure.
So, that is something that, to be honest, like, just blatantly, like, I would say Elizabeth and I didn't really discuss that on a big level.
No.
So, that... our spending habits and whatnot and what we buy, food, like, just like Elizabeth buying coffee every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when we first did that in the beginning of our marriage, I was like, yo, what the hell? Like, we cannot do that.
Yeah.
So, like, that, and it's not like that we couldn't afford it or anything. It was just like, it in my eyes, every single day is a literal, like, wasted cost.
Yeah.
For a coffee.
Yeah.
But for Elizabeth, like, that's just how, like, she starts her day to get through her day.
Yeah.
And, like, she's been doing that. So, like, that's just, like, a small thing that was a tiff for me and Elizabeth for something super minor.
Yeah.
But it was just something, like, how our money was being spent. And I know it sounds probably like really nitpicky, but that's just a simple
same
example.
As the hair in the sink. Yeah, it's that's all just, like dumb stuff.
That's just like an easy example. Like just something as simple as that kind of stuff. Like is stuff that me and Elizabeth didn't talk about before marriage. And it wouldn't have made a difference if I would have said yes, or Elizabeth would have said, at least I would like to think it wouldn't have made a difference. No. But it was just something that you have to work out. So like if I could say anything, like financials is something that I would definitely make sure that you guys are on the same page on from the beginning. And I don't think it's anything that would lead to like serious issues, but it's better to just get it out all on the table, however you would like to go about that, than just wait and, you know, rain on somebody's parade.
There you go. That's our thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on. This is a long one.
Oh, geez.
Hello there, newlyweds. I'm 26.
Hello.
I'm 26 female and my fiance is 28 male. We've been together for 4.5 years and been engaged for a couple months now. We just went on vacation with 10 total people in one place. Everything was going great until game night came when the competitive nature came out of everyone.
Mm-hmm.
My fiance was acting out of card, being timed, I should add, but no one could see the category on the back because his fingers were covering the card. Okay, so I guess they're playing a card game.
Okay.
Charades, maybe? I told him to move his finger so he could see the category and accurately guess the card. My fiance was not happy with me and shouted in frustration that he didn't need to hear that on a timer and that the category was unimportant. This made me a little embarrassed considering everyone was dead silent just staring at me. Later on, I was still upset and not in the mood to play, so I was just playing on my phone trying not to make a fuss. My fiance reaches his hand from my thigh to comfort me, but I told him I needed a second to breathe and that I was not okay with him touching me right now, like everything was okay. His response was, "Why are you mad?" In which I told him, "Not now, not right here," in a hushed tone because I didn't want everyone to hear. However, his mother was sitting on the other side of me watching us and said, "Don't fight. Y'all be nice."
Yep, been there.
I then get up and walk away to cry because it's a little upsetting to see such behavior be okay. I'm not mad about it, but I just think such situations are between a couple and anyone outside shouldn't intervene, especially in front of people/family. I only wanted to elaborate to my fiance that my feelings were hurt due to rude behavior and it needed to be fixed, something that should have been taught to him already. Thoughts? I would love your input because I'm not sure I'm overthinking it / easily butthurt or if this needs to be addressed. I love your podcast so much and would be grateful to hear from you.
Well, thank you for the nice words for real at the end.
Yeah.
So, he shouldn't have screamed at her.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
And like, I really do get the competitive side of it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they're playing. Like, obviously, if we're playing sports, like, I get extremely competitive too.
Yeah.
So, especially if I'm playing with my family.
Yeah.
So, I always would want to win. Still, it doesn't give you the excuse to scream. He shouldn't have screamed at you.
Yeah.
Especially if it's, like, a stupid game.
And, like, in front of his family.
And yeah, but, like...
And she said they're newly engaged. Okay.
He might feel, like, just really comfortable with everybody who's around.
Yeah. Maybe.
Does that not make sense?
But still, like, I wouldn't want to be screamed at in front of your family, like by you. That'd make me cry too.
What's the context?
I think also,
what,
like,
did he say?
She said it. She said, shouted in frustration that he didn't need to hear that on a timer and that the category was unimportant.
That he didn't need to hear that on a timer.
I don't know if that, she didn't have it in quotes, so I don't know if that's exactly what he said. But either way, he was mad at her for like saying something. I don't think he should have shouted at you. I think the worst part was that, like, 5 minutes later, he probably tried to, like, touch you and be like, "Oh, we're all good now," after he just, like, embarrassed you in front of the family, which would piss me off, too.
But what if he didn't know?
He didn't know that he's not supposed to scream and make her upset?
I get...
He didn't know
upset? He didn't know.
I'm sure he could see it on her face right after he did it, which is probably why he, like, tried to touch her after and be like, "Oh, like... As like, I'm sorry," without saying I'm sorry, but like that probably just made her more upset. Because like, you're going to scream at me in front of everyone and then you're going to try to touch me and act like we're BFFs. After your whole family just saw you scream at me and saw like the upset look in my face. True. And now I look like an idiot because I'm letting you love on me and pretend like we're all good. That I just accept that treatment. No. He shouldn't have done it. I don't think it's like a big deal. I think you just go talk to him and say like, you really upset me and hurt my feelings. Like, even if we're fighting, like, I don't want other people to know we're fighting. So like, in the future, please don't do that. Maybe he should have been taught this, but like, clearly he wasn't. So like, tell him so he knows not to do that again. Because like, if you never tell him anything, how is he going to know? It's just probably going to happen again and he's just never going to learn. So like, you need to be the one to tell him yourself. And that's fine. It's okay. You don't need to break up or any of that stuff. Just like, tell him he upset you. He hurt your feelings. And everyone can move on. And he shouldn't do that again. That's all. What are your thoughts?
So yeah, first and foremost, like, absolutely not. I don't think, if the whole family reacted in that way, he definitely did something out of pocket. Like, yeah. Can't do it. I would need a little bit more context to get like, to give you a fair, if you're overreacting or not. But first and foremost, the only thing I can say, like, he bare minimum, no way he should have made you feel like that at a family event.
Yeah.
So without more context, I don't want to go any like too farther bashing him for, you know, not having the full story. Yeah. But for the most part, can't do it.
Yeah. Just talk to him. Tell him you were upset. Tell him you hurt your feelings.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
He'll apologize and hopefully he won't do it again.
Yep.
And he'll learn from this.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's good. Like, you guys just got engaged. Like, I promise you there are going to be probably 20 million more fights in front of family just because, like, you guys are family now.
Yep. You're going to be seeing and spending a lot of moments together, a big holidays, and yeah, like, a lot of stuff's going to be going on all the time.
Yeah. Like, I'm not saying he should be screaming at you at every holiday or something, but, like, I'm just saying, like, it's your first fight. It's okay.
Yeah.
You'll work it out.
100%.
That's all.
Just a little rock, not even a rock, a little pebble in the road.
Yeah. No worries. Talk it out.
It's the key to everything, to be honest.
Yeah. Just start a podcast. Anyways, that's all we got for you guys. Follow us on the socials. You know how it is.
You know how it is.
Share this podcast with a friend, too. That's everyone's homework for this week. Share the podcast with a friend, okay?
Yeah, back to school is back, so.
Homework. Yeah. Share this podcast with a friend. If you think someone might like it, send it to them. Share it on your socials. Tag us. We'll keep posting. We'll maybe get better about it.
And let us know if we need to get better at something. If we're not doing something that you guys don't vibe with, like, yeah, let us know. Like, Elizabeth's going to put up a suggestion box.
I do every week.
So it's not there for filling up the socials pages. Like, we actually want to hear from y'all. Like, we really do value y'all's opinions and your thoughts of our shows. Yeah. And we're doing this for y'all, so.
Yeah. Send us, if you have ideas, if you have things you want us to talk about it, like, send it, leave us a comment, DM, email us. The email's in the bio on Instagram. Yep.
And for those of you who are writing in, like, for real, we really do appreciate it. Thank you. Yeah, so by all means, thanks again for being here. I'm your co-host, Brian Sorrell.
And I'm Elizabeth Sorrell. I don't get the beautiful wife outro.
Do you get that?
Go ahead.
I'm your co-host, Brian Sorrell, sitting here with my beautiful wife,
Elizabeth Sorrell.
And we are the newlyweds.